Hey, it's me, your heart. Mind if I pick the next song? Listen, even though we're eating better, people who've had one heart attack are at higher risk of another. But Repatha Evolocumab plus a statin lowers LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, and our heart attack risk. So let's talk to our doctor about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. View the important safety information in our banner. Listen to your heart. Ask your doctor about Repatha.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabay sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabay has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a haunting at 30,000 feet. The ghost crew of Flight 401.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we would love it if you have a real ghost story that you would share it with us. And if you would like to leave us a voicemail, you can do that by calling 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I have been on a few ghost flights where, you know, my flight attendant has mysteriously disappeared for like 2 hours. And I thought, where the hell is the flight attendant? So I guess it was a ghost.
Well, I don't actually think that's what happened in this story. Oh, okay. We will dive into it in just a moment. I don't think it's a lack of accountability. I think that they might not have ever even really been on the flight.
I'm back here getting drinks ready. Shut up.
So your daughter, Kate, called me yesterday, and she gave me the heads up about this. So have you ever listened to the podcast Las Culturistas with Bowen Yang, who I love, from Saturday Night Live and Matt Rogers?
I have not.
So Kate was listening to it. And so Jennifer Lawrence, actress, terrific was on their show. She's terrific. She is Academy Award winning. So she's on their show, and they were talking, I'm assuming, Halloween. And they were talking about ghosts and experiences, and she shared a couple ghost experiences. So she said in 2022, she was filming a movie, Causeway, in the Crescent City, which would be New Orleans. And she said she moved three times while filming in New Orleans and eventually landed in a hotel, because I think when you're famous like that, they might put you in houses like Airbnbs. Lawrence said she was in bed there one day and she didn't identify the hotel, and she heard a housekeeper come in her room and she peeked out from under the covers. Housekeeper apologized for waking her up and she left. So then she got out of bed later and realized her door was actually deadbolted and no one could have walked in. So she's like, I don't know, like, was it a ghost? Was she kind of in some weird realistic dream or something?
And well, then, yeah, because it would be weird for the housekeeper to, like, go out the window and down the fire escape.
Right? And the fact that it would be so real, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I just walked in on you, and you're like, that's okay. And then she leaves. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, wait. And it's so real. You woke up, and you're thinking that happened, and then you see the door is deadbolted. Probably when she went to leave the room, is like, wait.
It is New Orleans.
Exactly.
You know.
And she said that there was another house during that same Causeway shoot. She was watching TV alone one day when the kitchen doors started repeatedly slamming open and shut. Another time she was washing her hair when a towel fell from the toilet, laid out perfectly on the floor. I think she was in the shower. And she had the towel stacked up on the toilet like you do, and probably one for her body, one for her hair.
Mm-hmm. And so then, you can grab it.
And then there's one towel still there. The other one is laid out perfectly on the floor. Then Bowen Yang said he believes in ghosts. And then the other guy was like, he tries not to believe because he would be too scared. He would rather deal with an intruder than a ghost, which I get that. But I thought that was interesting that she had those really significant experiences while filming this movie.
Well, and I would wonder, because I have follow-up questions, Jennifer Lawrence, and if you want to come on the show with us, we'd be glad to have you.
I'm sure she would do that. Bowen Yang, please join her.
Yes, y'all can come. But here's my follow-up questions. Do you think this was specific to this area? Have you had sensitivity issues before? Like, does this happen to you in other places? I mean, I think this is specific to the place you're staying at in New Orleans, but
I think it was more than one location.
Okay, so are you a sensitive person in general?
She has to be.
Or was there just something in the city that was bringing this out? Or, you know,
she has to.
I'm guessing she's had some others too. Yeah. The one person who said they'd rather not believe, because they're too scared to believe.
Yeah, that was Matt.
I'm not sure I feel that way. I guess my thing is, I've lived with ghosts, and that is frightening. I've lived in places that are haunted. And there is an element of just this heaviness that hangs over your entire life while you live somewhere. You dread going home. You dread what might happen when you go to bed. You don't want to look in the mirror. Blah, 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 blah. All the things that happen. And yet, would I want it to be real? Would I want a real person that was stalking me or something?
Exactly. Like,
I think maybe I'd rather have the ghost than the creepy stalker guy.
Now, I have had creepy stalker guys, as have you. I think that, and I have had really intense ghost experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think if it's a really scary ghost experience, I don't want that either. I don't want to live like that. So I don't know.
I know, but I watch these serial killer shows on Netflix. I don't want that.
And don't they usually start with a stalker?
Right.
So I don't know. That's a really difficult decision to make.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't have to. I'm glad, like, right now, somebody's not like, seriously, yeah, decide right now. Stalker. What is it, Carol? Stalkers or ghosts?
Because you're going to have one.
You're going to have
I'm
one.
I'm going to take ghosts.
Forever.
I'm going to take ghosts. I'm going to take ghosts.
But I have had stalkers like that didn't really do much, just follow me everywhere. So
yeah,
it wasn't like
I had Drive By Dave, who just drove by my house all the freaking time.
Well, and the warlock guy that I dated, he went into that stalkery thing after we broke up.
Sure.
He would just follow me. And I remember one time my friend going, "Oh my God." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "This really good looking guy keeps looking at me." And I'm like, "He's not looking at you.
Go have a
He's
date
looking at
him.
Me.
Maybe he'll leave me alone.
That's my stalker." You know, it's just this, like, I don't know if I'm letting you down by telling you he's not looking at you, but I am telling you, don't date him. You don't want that. But I'm like, he follows me everywhere I go. Just ignore him. I remember telling her that. Like, no big deal.
What do you think about it? This seemed to be very intense because she was just watching TV. And was it kitchen cupboard doors open or the kitchen door was opening and shutting?
Oh, gosh, Kathy, now I got to pull this story back
up. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Let's see, it says...
Was it the
cupboards? The kitchen doors. Doesn't say cupboards, kitchen doors.
Okay.
Plural.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
And then...
I don't want that.
To have something like a towel be, you know, pristinely put in place. It couldn't have just slid off. You know, if it had just slid off in a pile, you'd go, okay, it slid off in a pile, whatever, something, you know, whatever. But to have it placed, those are the creepy things to me. Placement things, arrangements, you know, when you have the pictures on your dresser turned to face the other way, you know, those things, those are disturbing.
Yeah. Well, let's go to our first story because this could be an interesting one today. Says, I worked as a baggage handler for Delta Airlines from 1988 to 1993. During those 5 years, I handled the same flight almost every day. An L-1011, it's, or 1011, I'm going to guess they refer to it as a 1011. I don't know. Running from Dallas-Fort Worth to Atlanta. To most people, it was just another plane. But among the ground crew, it had a reputation. Everyone said that jet was haunted. The reason went back years to the tragic crash of an Eastern Airlines Flight 401 in 1972. Parts from that wreck, including avionics equipment and galley components, have been salvaged and reused in other L-1011s. This particular aircraft had a few of them, the lower galley, the rear lavatory, and some electrical panels. Most folks brushed it off as a rumor, but those of us who worked her day after day, we knew better. It was a rainy afternoon at Dallas-Fort Worth. I was loading cargo in the forward cargo bin. Between containers, I'd stand inside the bin to stay out of the weather. A heavy canvas divider with a small clear window separated my work area from the lower galley. As I waited for the next cart, I noticed a young flight attendant moving around in the galley. She looked up, caught my eye, smiled. I smiled back and gave her a small wave. She did the same. Nothing unusual, just a friendly face before takeoff. But as I went back to work, something nagged at me. Her uniform didn't look quite right. Not like Delta's current style. The colors were off, like something from the 70s. When I finished loading, I took the paperwork up to the cockpit. I looked around for her, wanted to thank her for the smile in the middle of a miserable day, but she wasn't there. I asked the rest of the crew if the young flight attendant from the lower galley was still around. The captain looked confused. One of the attendants said no one's been down there yet. Catering's running late because of the rain. My stomach dropped. I didn't tell them what I'd seen, just nodded, went back outside, but I knew what I had seen. That was my first run-in with a ghost of Flight 401. Next time it happened, it was raining again. I was in the bulk bin at the rear of the plane, the tiny space where the crew stores their personal bags. As usual, I saw what I thought was a flight crew walk up the belt loader and set their luggage down. I didn't pay them much attention. I'd loaded thousands of crew bags by then. I stacked them neatly one after another until I picked up the last bag and noticed the tag. It read Eastern Airlines. That immediately caught my eye because Eastern had shut down 3 years earlier. There shouldn't have been a single Eastern employee anywhere near a Delta plane, much less using their luggage tags. I checked the other bags. Every single one of them had the same tag. I crawled out of the bin, headed up to the plane, and asked the crew if there were any deadheading employees or jump seat riders. I'm not familiar with the term deadheading employees. Jump seat riders make sense to me.
Yeah.
From another airline on board, they said no, just the scheduled Delta crew. When I went back down to take another look, the bags were gone, all of them. I stood in that empty bin, cold rain hitting the tarmac outside, wondering if I had imagined the whole thing. But I could still smell that faint, musty scent of wet fabric and old leather. They had been there. I know I didn't imagine it. The third experience was one that really got to me. We were loading human remains. I had done it many times before. It's never exactly pleasant, but you learn to be respectful and professional. The casket that day was heavy, large. We had to use a loader to slide it in carefully. I was working with a new guy, fresh out of training. He was a little nervous, which wasn't unusual for someone handling a body for the first time. Once we got it secured, we decided to take a short break inside the bin before our next round of cargo came in. That's when he started to unravel. At first, he was quiet, just fidgeting. He was looking around, eyes wide open, like a trapped animal, and I asked if he was okay, and he said, "Someone's in here. Someone's watching me." I laughed it off. "Don't worry. It's just the ghosts. Happens all the time. You'll get used to it." I meant it as a joke, but that is not what he wanted to hear. He went pale, started sweating like crazy. Then he began shouting, said someone was staring at him and standing right in front of him. We were stuck. Our loader had been moved to another plane, and the bin doors on an L-1011 are about 15 feet off the ground. You can't just jump out. He started to hyperventilate, screaming for someone to get him out. I waved down a coworker who brought the belt loader back as fast as he could. Kids scrambled out, shaking and crying, nearly collapsed once he hit the ramp. I tried to calm him down, but he was gone, mentally checked out. Once he was safe, I turned back toward the front of the bin, and that's when I saw him. A man in a pilot's uniform stood there, half hidden in the dim light. He smiled faintly, turned and walked straight through the bulkhead wall, vanishing without a sound. Even after everything I'd seen on that plane, that rattled me. The new guy never came back. I don't even think he finished his shifts. Over the years, I probably had a half a dozen experiences like that. Sometimes it was just a shadow or a figure in the corner of my eye. Sometimes it was clearer, a full crew member who disappeared the second I'd looked twice. Once, even as a passenger on that same aircraft, I caught a reflection of someone sitting beside me in the window, only to realize the seat was empty. Got to the point where we accepted it as part of the job. Everyone on the line knew that plane was different. Mechanics, flight attendants, ground crew, we all had stories, and we weren't the only ones. Whenever a new guy joined the crew, we had a little initiation, not mean-spirited, just tradition. We'd send them into a certain section of the L-1011, the ones rumored to be the most active, usually the forward bin near the galley or the rear bulk by the lavatory. We never told them why. We'd just say, "Go check that area, make sure everything's secure." Almost every time the same thing happened. They'd come back white as a sheet. Some would swear they'd heard footsteps above them or saw someone move past the divider curtain. A few said they felt a hand on their shoulder when no one else was there. These guys had no idea about the history of the plane. They didn't even know about Flight 401 or the part salvaged from the wreck, but they felt it. A couple refused to work that aircraft ever again. Over the years, I've wondered if it was all just suggestion, or if maybe we experienced those things because we believed we would. You can hear enough ghost stories, your brain starts to fill in the blanks. But that doesn't explain the people who didn't know the stories, the ones who walked on that plane blind and still came off shaken to their core. It also doesn't explain the details, the uniforms, the bag tags, the faces that match no current crew roster. And it definitely doesn't explain how those same experiences kept happening year after year, long after Eastern Airlines was gone and buried. When I think about it now, I don't feel fear so much as respect. Flight 401 was a tragedy that claimed over 100 lives. Many of them who died were crew members, people who loved their jobs, who spent their days in the sky. Maybe they never really left it. I still remember that first smile from the flight attendant in the outdated uniform, the one who waved from the lower galley. There was something comforting about it, like she was still happy to be there. Maybe that's why they linger, not to haunt, but to continue what they started. After all, for some people, flying isn't a job, it's a life. And maybe for a few of them, it's an afterlife too. That's Todd. That's an interesting story, isn't it?
Well, okay, I think one thing would be, we'd be remiss if we didn't do, was say, because I did stop and look it up, and it says that Eastern Airlines Flight 401 was a scheduled flight from JFK Airport to Miami International shortly before midnight on December 29th, 1972. It crashed into the Florida Everglades. All three cockpit crew members, two of the 10 flight attendants, and 96 of the 163 passengers were killed. 75 people survived, 58 of them with serious injuries. So this is the crash. This is the magnitude of what we're talking about. How could it not have residual effects?
And I Googled it, and it says, yes, they salvaged parts from that plane and that there have been hauntings reported with it.
You know, it just surprises me that they would salvage parts. But I guess I don't know if they do that anymore or not.
Because it says here, days later, the wreckage of the aircraft was retrieved from the swamp, and some of its parts were able to be salvaged, including a galley. Those still in a sufficiently usable state were used again on the Eastern Airlines fleet. But yeah, there is several stories of hauntings.
Okay, and
there
was a television movie adaptation, The Ghost of Flight 401, which emphasized the ghost sightings.
Wow. And then
there's a book.
Yeah, Todd experienced it for himself.
Well, and how about that? All of the stories that he talked about that happened, seeing a couple, there's something that got me more about the tags on the luggage. I don't know what it was about that, but that their luggage was there, their stuff that they would have, their personal things. Because that's what Todd did, was move people's personal belongings. Yeah.
And you know, and he's right. Like, I do think a lot of hauntings and things could be suggestion. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you go into a haunted location, you're picking up on the weird vibes, you've heard the stories. That explains it. But if you are just showing up for your job and you're working on this plane and you're loading cargo and then weird things start happening, you had no former knowledge of that.
Right.
And that happened, sounds like, over and over.
Yeah. To so many people.
That
not just,
was,
you know, Todd, but like you said, people that didn't have the knowledge walking in, and that poor kid that just lost it.
Well, and then he leaves, and then Todd turns around and sees it. That is interesting.
Mm.
Well, let's go to this caller.
I wanted to tell you, my name is Catherine, by the way. I wanted to tell you a story my mom was talking about over the weekend. We had some family over, and we always do like a huge bonfire, and for some reason this one turned into ghost stories, I guess, and we were talking about creepy things, and it started because a few of my cousins actually saw a weird light in the sky, and we were not sure what it was. So anyway, my mom was telling us a story about growing up on the south side of Chicago. She actually grew up by Resurrection Cemetery, so I'm sure you know where that's at, Resurrection Mary, right? And she, her dad, so my grandpa owned a car dealership. So lucky her, when she was a teenager, like in the 70s, she got to get free cars from my grandpa to use or whatever. I don't get a free car from my mom, by the way. But anyway, so she would get free cars. And at this particular time, one of the cars that she was driving needed an oil change or needed work done to it. So from her house to my grandpa's dealer, they had to drive down Archer Avenue. So along Archer is where Resurrection Cemetery is, and it's really, really big. I've been by there. I don't know if I've ever been in there, but when we go visit our family, we get off around there and then go down Archer, and the cemetery is really big. So anyway, she went to, bring the car back, and they had like valet service or something where someone would drive you home or drive you where you needed to go until your car was ready. So I don't know if that was just special for my mom, or I'm guessing for everybody. So she dropped the car off, and the gentleman that was driving her back, he was an older guy, so he was like in his 70s, I think. So this would have been in the 1970s that this was happening to my mom. So he probably was born like in 1900, I'm going to guess, if my math is right. And he told my mom a story about how when he was a taxi driver, that he picked up Resurrection Mary like in the 50s. I think she said the 40s or the 50s. He said that he was driving along Archer, and it was a very, very cold April or May night, which is not unusual. Around Chicago, like right now it's May and it feels like October. So he was picking her up on a cold night. Picking a girl up that was walking alongside the road, and he saw this girl walking, but she was walking on the opposite side of Resurrection. And so he said he drove past her, did a loop around, and told my mom, you know, if it was my daughter, I would want someone to go check and make sure that she was okay, because she looked like she had her head down. She looked like she had some sort of dress and shawl on. I don't know if he specified a color. I don't know what color her hair was or anything like that. My mom didn't go into that when she was telling the story. He looped around and came back, and she was walking further up the road. She was still directly across from the cemetery. And the one weird thing that my mom said, that he said, was for the time that it took him to come back around, she should have been further up the road. And he told my mom it was almost like she wanted him to see her, because she should have been a little ways further than she was. So he pulled over, asked her, you know, are you okay? Do you need a ride? He told her, it's cold. I would appreciate a ride. Thank you. Gave him the address of where he was going, where she was going to. And he pulled up and he asked, do you want me to go to the door to make sure anyone is home with you? And she said, no, that she was all right. Thank you so much for the ride. She appreciates it. She got out, and he said he waited for her to go up to the door, but she walked around the back of the house. So maybe there was like a back door back there. So he left, and he thought that was really interesting. And then he said a few nights later, the same thing happened to another one of his buddies that worked in the taxi service with him, only he was giving her the ride home. A same girl, they, you know, compared notes, same exact place. He did the same loop around, same exact thing, only when he got up to where he was having a hard time finding the house, he looked in his rearview mirror and she was gone. So that's like obviously like a different, you know, story, but I just was like, oh my God, that was so scary. It would have been scarier if my mom told it. She told it a lot better, but I thought you guys would like to hear that. Where we live, we do hear from a lot of the older people, especially when I was a kid, we would hear a lot of stories about the older people picking this girl up. So I don't know if it's an urban legend. I know there is a Mary buried in there, probably a million Marys. You know, my mom talked about when the gates got, something happened to the gates, and she did see how it looked like there was a handprint in the gates, but nobody could figure out how that happened. But her and her friends went over to check it out. So I thought you guys would like that story, and thank you. I love your podcast. You guys are awesome. Talk to you later. Bye.
So that Resurrection Mary story is really quite famous. Mm-hmm. And did that happen with her grandfather? I didn't totally follow who it was.
Oh, okay. At the beginning. I think who the person was that it actually happened to was a guy that drove her home from the car dealership when she dropped it off to get her oil changed. You know how they always have like older guys that taxi people around from car dealerships?
Oh, you mean back when they actually offered services like that?
Yeah. And they always had somebody who was like 70 years old do it.
Okay,
so
okay.
You jump in the car, they'd take you to work. And then when you got done with work, you'd call up and they'd come get you and then go back and you'd pay for the oil change and get your car and go home. Right? It was a very nice thing to do. They don't do that anymore, really, that I know of. But anyway, it was that guy that was giving her a ride home.
So yeah, and
he said it happened to him.
Yeah, and you have no idea if that's really true or if he's just making stuff up. But it's a great story.
It's like, a great story.
And it sounds like it actually happened to him. And I love, like she said, my mom should have told this story. She would do better. I think she did perfectly fine sharing that story.
She did great. No,
Catherine was quite good.
The reason I kind of go with it is, number one, this old guy, what's he gained by telling something to somebody? Like, they're not going to be in awe of you because it's, you know, I mean, he's just telling this story. I think he would have said the creepy part happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the creepy part didn't happen to him. It happened to a coworker.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think if he was just embellishing a story about Resurrection Mary, he'd have said, and then I looked in the rearview and she was just gone, right? I don't think that was creepy. What the creepy part was, a couple of days later, comparing notes about a weird ride that, you know, person that they had, you know, fares that they picked up, and worrying about this woman walking down the road, and talked to this other guy, and the other guy's story was actually creepier.
Yeah.
Now, did he really pick up somebody? I don't know. They compared notes and it sounded very similar. But she just seemed to go to the house and walk to the back. And that did not strike me as unusual, because sometimes that's the door that gets left open for you to come in at night or whatever. That did not strike me as unusual at all. What struck me as very unusual then was the other guy's story.
Yeah.
Even more so. We've had hitchhiker stories.
Well, and that is one of the more famous ones, the Resurrection mm-hmm. Mary one.
Mm-hmm. Dad lived in that part of town for a while.
Well, and actually, I think it happened like more on the outside of Chicago. Like, he lived off Archer Avenue, but more right in the city. And I mm-hmm. think this Resurrection Mary, the cemetery area, is a little farther.
More on the edge.
Yeah, I think it's mm-hmm. a little farther away. That was very interesting, though.
Was.
I like that. I love stories like that.
I like having a bonfire and telling ghost stories.
Right. Well, if you have one, we would love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, get no commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anave, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anave sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anave has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anave has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribes Olaire, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
With diabetes, everyday decisions feel like a mystery without a solution. But with Dexcom G7, the most accurate CGM system, you can quickly and easily see your glucose in real time on your phone, helping you make confident decisions that keep your glucose levels in range and lower your A1C, which can protect your long-term health. Dexcom G7 gives you the knowledge to better control diabetes today for healthier tomorrows. Start your healthier tomorrow at Dexcom.com/knowledge. Dexcom data on file. For full prescribing information on risks, benefits, and compatible smart devices, visit Dexcom.com.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.